So we're going weiter in Hilchas Shechinim, and now we're going to start the actual sugya of Archakas Nezikin. So that means, till now we were talking about Cheskas Tashmishim was one inyan. Let's say, you know, you've been doing something in your neighbor's property for X amount of time. He wants you to stop. We spoke different examples. You parked in something in your parked in your neighbor's parking spot for X amount of weeks. Now he wants it back. You put your garbage on his swell. You've done certain things. Then we spoke about Hezek Ria, you know, with the swimming pools. What? Right. So with the swimming pools and all sorts of different examples of Hezek Ria. I was just in someone's apartment, and they were showing us the view of their penthouse apartment, whatever. So they're like, well, you can't see anything from this because a few years ago this other building, you know, just went up from 12 stories to 18. So now you can't see anything. So, you know, got involved in that whole sugya. And we spoke out to Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, that blocking someone's view is not called Hezek Ria. Hezek Ria is that doesn't go in Hezek Ria. Okay. Something else. Maybe that's a grama. But that's not Hezek Ria. Now we're going to talk about Hachakas Nezikin. Hachakas Nezikin is when, what you're doing in your own property is somehow causing Nezek to the other neighbor's property. Okay, so I'm doing something in the privacy of my own home, but that causes damage to your property. Now, this is the entire perek lo yachpor of Bava Basra. The entire second perek is about this topic, Hachakas Nezikin. And really, before we can even talk about the olive bays, we have to go through some of the Mishnayos, because the Mishnayos, you know, establish for us the cases. We're going to go one by one by the examples, and hopefully get into a little bit of the lumdus, some of the machloikas in over here to understand. Okay, so let's just start with one example. Okay, the first Mishnah, which is not the first Mishnah in the Perek, but it's the Mishnah that I think we'll use to as the primary example, is the Mishnah of Chaf Hamad Beis, which is the first Mishnah I copied over there, which is the Mishnah of Marchikin Es Ha'ilan Min HaBoyer Esim V'Chamish Amah. So, our two neighbors here, this is our property line. Let's use this as our property line. This is Reuven's property, this is Shimon's property. Shimon has a bar. Now, if Reuven plants a tree in his property, the roots of Reuven's tree are going to go and hit the wall of the bar and start causing the bar to leak. So now, the question is Reuven allowed to plant that tree in his own property, which eventually the roots of which will damage the other person's property? All right, I have a neighbor here and I have a lawyer over here, so this is getting like a little nervous. I'm talking about this too much, but that's just
don't forget it's being
taped. Yeah, we have that.
Some of you want to attack the defense.
Yeah, exactly.
We also live in a community where we have septic tanks. And
right, tanks, right, right, right. I told Doyle my case, right? The example. Well, yeah, exactly. You know, I have two neighbors here. This is getting really.
Roots grow into swimming pools. They get attracted to water and they break the pools.
No way. Right. Yeah, for sure. I had an example in my own house that we had a plumbing issue, and the guy kept on coming and snaking the toilet. A week later, he's like, "What's going on over here? You can't figure it out." Finally, eventually, he took the toilet off the floor, and there was a tree root right at the bottom, like Ramesh, at the floor level. Right at the bottom of the, right when you took off the toilet from the floor, there's the tree root. What? Yeah. So, and then I had someone else come to the house lately, and they said, that tree over there, that's going to give you problems. Get rid of it. I'm like, how'd you know? He's like, yeah, that type of tree has very, very deep roots, and it always goes everywhere. I don't know what it was. All right. Anyway. So now, Marchikin Es Ha'ilan Min HaBoyer Esim V'Chamish Ama U'V'Charuv U'V'Shikma, which is a sycamore tree and a carob tree, Chamishim Ama, even 50 amas. 50 amas is a long area. 25 amas is 50 feet, let's say, according to the Chazon Ish. We already talked about that a different time. And Chamishim is 100 feet. 100 feet is a long distance. Bein Milmala Bein Mil Natsad. Bein Milmala Bein Minatzad. Im Abor Kadma, if the bar was there first, Koitzitz, V'noisin davim. So here's a chiddush. If the bor is kadma, if the bor was there first and the tree came second, then even though the person of the bor has the right to demand that the tree be cut down, but it's at his own expense. Koytzeit v'noisin davim. Vim ilon kadam, and here's a chiddush. If the ilon was there first, then lo yikut. You can't force him to cut it, which may not be the case by all of the examples, but here that's the case. Safek zek kadam lo yakut. This is the shita of the Tanakama. So if you would have to say the shita of the Tanakama holds basically that if the guy has a bar, you cannot put your tree within 25 amas of the bar because you're going to be causing him damage. Now, Rabbi Yosi Omer, this is a famous machlokes between Chacham and Rabbi Yosi. Is one of the most, in the whole Baba Basra, this Mishnah, this is a famous machlekes, Rabbi Yosi Omer, af al pi shehabor kodemes la'ilon, even if the bor was there, lo yakutz, I don't have to cut down my tree, I can plant whatever I want. Why? Shezeh choyfer besoich shaloi, vezeh noiteya besoich shaloi. You do what you want on your property, I'm doing it in my property. This is Rabbi Yosi's shita. In the Gemara and Baba Kama refers to Rabbi Yosi Shita as the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim is al hanizik laharchik es atzmoi or al hamazik laharchik es atzmoi. That the Tanakama holds the mazik has to be, the mazik means the person damaging. The damager has to be harchik. You have to take into consideration your neighbor's property and you've got to take the harchok into your property. Al hanizik laharchik means you want to protect your bar, put it somewhere else. I could do whatever I want in my own property. This is Rabbi Yosi's Shita. So is it ala mazik laharchik or ala nizik? How do you say nizik? What's the legal term for nizik? Damagee?
Damagee.
Victim. Yeah?
Victim.
Okay.
Injured party.
Yeah, okay.
At the first part.
Fine. Now, besides this point of Rabbi Yosi, so now, we're going to have to figure out all the other dinim of the Mishnah. First of all, we have to know who do we pass in, like Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, and all the other dinim of the Mishnah, where do they fit in? Because there's one statement in the Gemara. Look at where I bracketed the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ava Bishabor Kademus Leilun Layakut Shezech Chayver Besach Shlov Zenetab Besach Shloy. Amr Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yosi. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi, which is a pelet gazach. So the Olim should really not be have a big question over here. Don't we know when we halacha Rabbi Yosi? What's pshat in Rabbi Yosi? The nizik has to be marchik. So I have a good idea. I have a shor. How many of us learned Baba Kama? The first blood, the base. I don't know how far we got in Baba Kama, but everyone learned the first Mishnah. You know?
Yeah.
Unless you have that story. Arba Avos, there's only three. You know. So no, but if you got past that, Arba Avos Nizikin. So there's a shor. Okay, I have a shor.
You have to guard your
shor. So okay. So what? So let my shor go out and kill. You don't like it, move. Ala nizik larchik is that's mine. If my shor is about to kill, you run for your life. What does it do me?
He said this is halacha at here, not...
I'm trying to figure out, but why? If he's saying alanizik laharchik, what's he talking
similar
about?
Situation.
So,
Alamdus,
so he's saying alamdus, so let's see. But well, before we get to that, there's one line here. Amar v'ashi ki havayin bei Rav Kahana, when I was in the yeshiva of Kahana, hava amrinan, moide Rabbi Yosi begiri delay. Rabbi Yosi agrees in a case where it's giri delay. Giri delay means it's his arrows.
Direct.
Meaning, if what you're doing is a direct cause of damage... Then Rabbi Yosi agrees. In other words, you can't say, and the Gemara gives an example, that let's say someone built a house, and then he and the other guy builds a wine press, an olive press, and the shaking and the vibrations of the olive press are every time he jumps is causing the wall to shake and eventually move. That you can't say Rabbi Yosi would agree there. That you can't say Rabbi Yosi would argue. It's not al nizik laharchik because you're directly by your jumping. You're causing direct vibrations, which are being mazik as karka, by direct action of Yosi's moida.
Okay.
What?
It's
called giri delay. Giri delay means it's his arrows.
Does the Tanakama hold?
So now like this. So the question is we're asking if alanizik laharchik, if alanizik laharchik. So what's taka pshat? What? Right. Exactly. So what's pshat? If alanizik laharchik is atzmoi, so when do you say this, when don't you say this? What's going on over here? Like I said before, you have a shor. Okay, so I have my shor. Go run loose, shor. And if you don't like it, run for your life, because alanizik laharchik is atzmoi. What are we talking about here? So this is the introduction to the whole limud that we're going to learn over here. That it's based on a whole lot of achrayim. And everyone says it in a little bit of a different knach. It starts with the nesivus. We'll say it over the way the nesivus says it. I'm not going to say it the way Rabbi Yosi says it. I'm going to say it the way that Rabbaran and Mishnah Sabaran and Evan Ozel and Rabbi Zalman and Rabbi Chaim, that Rabbi Baruch Meir brings to Rabbi Chaim mainly.
To clarify the question.
The question is.
To clarify the question. The fact that either one of them were built or seated before the other one is not a question.
Well, no, you're right to a degree, but the point is, even if the bar was there first, still I'm allowed, according to Rabbi Yossi, to plant my tree here, even though I know the roots are eventually going to damage the tree, the bar.
That's not called arrows.
It's not called arrows. It's not called so direct.
Indirect.
So the question is, when does he? Well, what is he saying? What's the machlokes here? So the yisoid of the machlokes is the following: the typical arba avos nezikin, the typical mazik of a shor, an eish, all these things, shein v'regel, all the types of damage that we're accustomed to are when something that is owned by an individual is going into the other person's property. So therefore, you have to make sure your stuff stays in your property. You can't let your stuff loose into other people's property. Because the way it's going to work is, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to have a shor that's going to go into someone else's property or even to the Rosh Hashanah and be mazik. Okay? However, over here, the whole parak is discussing different types of things. The whole parak is discussing that what I'm doing is in my own property. Everything I'm doing is in my property. The thing that I'm doing in my property has a ripple effect into your property. But therefore, since I have the right to do what I want in your property, and you have the right to do what you want in your property. Now, my use and your use conflict. So here's the machlokes. I'm not a direct mazik. A mazik would mean I go into your property and smash your bar. I can't do that. But here I'm not a mazik. I'm not going to your property and smashing your bar. I'm just using my property. So since I'm using my property, when I bought my land, I had the right to use my property for whatever I want. You're my neighbor. You can't tell me what to do. My neighbor also has the right to do whatever they want in their property. Now here's the conflict. The conflict is when my use, the use of one neighbor, conflicts with the use of the other neighbor. Okay? One of the other examples of the Mishnah is, let's say I want to put a bar, the first Mishnah in the parak, which we didn't get to yet, but just as an example, right? One neighbor wants to put a bar right by the property line. The other neighbor wants to put his bar right by the property line as well. If the bars are too close to each other, they fall apart. There's not enough, they need some wall space in between. Each one needs 3 tefachim of ground to hold its bar. So again, I want to put a bar, you want to put a bar. So therefore, the uses conflict. So here's the machlokes. The chachamim hold that you are not allowed. One neighbor is not allowed to do a tashmish in his property, which in any level, even not directly, is going to be mazik and take away the use of the other neighbor in his property. So therefore, I cannot put a, even though when I bought my land, I had the right to plant the trees. But if by me planting trees, I'm going to be taking away your ability to make a bar. So therefore, I'm not allowed to plant. I lose my right to plant the tree. In other words, the damage has a tevia on the mazik, that the mazik has to be marchik. Ala mazik laharchik es atzmoi. You have to, the nizik wins because my shimush, I have a right to do what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything to you, but you are doing something to me. So therefore, it's a tevia of the nizik that he's allowed to tell the mazik, you should be marchik.
We have no more, that's against Rabbi Yossi.
Yes,
I was explaining the chachamim. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi says not like that. Now this is why Rabbi Yossi makes sense. Rabbi Yossi is saying ala nizik laharchek es atzmoi means that the nizik has no right to demand that the neighbor move because he wants to put a bar. If you want to put a bar, put it somewhere. Right now, you have to take into account whatever your neighbor is doing. If it's going to damage you, then you can't do it. But you have no right to tell the neighbor to move his tree.
Reinforce your bar. Do what you want.
Do anything you need to do. You want to put it in to take the risk or put it somewhere else. But you don't have a right to go tell the neighbor to go move. Okay? So where I think before we would start, if you just read the Mishnah without this explanation, you would be a little bit like matmi on yourself. What type of business is that? You have a shor, it's running loose, and tell everyone, go run for your life because you don't like my shor, you protect yourself. No, this is not the same case. This has nothing to do with the regular mazikim. This has nothing to do with Baba Kama. This is, like as Baruch Bar says, this is not the nizik of Baba Kama, this is the nizik of Baba Basra. It's a different parasha.
Maybe it's the act of telling them to move it away.
What?
Maybe it's
That's my means to just act the tamtum of it away.
The al hanizik laharchik means that the nizik has no tviya on the mazik to move. The nizik has no tviya on the mazik to move.
Right.
Okay.
You've got to move it.
Even if the
bar was there first, right? Even if the bar was there first, and now the guy wants to go plant a tree, well, he has no tviya on the guy to infringe on his rights to use his property the way he wants. That's the point.
Who was there first?
Yeah, but not in Rabbi Yossi.
In the Tanakh.
Oh, now we're back. Now we're
back. I'm saying Rabbi Yossi holds al hanizik laharchik means that you have
period.
A bar. You cannot control what people do in their the neighborhood.
The second person does that or also and will damage.
Okay, so we have to see if it's immediate damage. That's different because then, if it's arrows, the point is you can't say I'm doing it in my property. That's where Rambam explains
Rabbi
Yossi.
Even though they're slow, the problem with roots is that they're going to the other person's property.
So the Ramban explains that. No, but you're right. The Ramban asks why is the Ramban. It's only safe for everyone. The Ramban asks this question that doctor is asking over here. That the Ramban asks that l'chayra roots is like ash. Right? It's like ash. If I light a fire in my property, I can't say, well, I lit it in my property. Burn down your house? Sorry, you don't say that. Why not? I lit it in my property. The answer is the Ramban, no, because the item that I lit, the actual fire that I lit, moved there. So it's what I lit here, moved there. It's like my shor. My shor was here, and now my shor was born in my property. Okay, so make sure it doesn't leave. But now it left. Now shaking the tree says, I didn't put roots down at all. The roots are a new thing. It's neulad.
The roots are a new thing?
The roots are new. It's not included in the original tree. So since the roots are not included in the tree, it's not called shor, it's not called ash. It's called neulad. It's a new thing, and I'm not responsible for that.
Even though we know it's
going to
have roots.
The neighbor, by the way, even though the neighbor can't tell, even though the Bala Bar can't tell the Bala Tree, move your tree, but the Ramban says he is allowed to cut the roots that are in his property.
That's for sure.
He's allowed to cut down the roots that are in his property because that's in my property now. But he just can't, so it's very good.
Can you tell the other guy to cut the roots?
At whose expense?
No. Your tree?
No.
What's it now?
No, he could cut it at his own expense.
Does this apply to branches as well?
Mistama. I assume it's the same thing. I think so.
They don't cause as much damage, though.
So cut it. But you can't tell him to move. Korto Biyasi. Because the branch, that's what Biyasi says. So Biyasi, the Ramban's lundus. There's like, by the way, in case anyone...
Watch that further. The fruits that are coming off that tree that are being fed with the soil in my yard into
who
the roots of that
probably belong to...
Belong to me.
Right. Who, legally, who do they belong to?
I don't know.
Legally, who do fruits that belong... Fruits of a tree that are in one person's property, but the fruits are actually growing in the airspace of the neighbor, who do those fruits belong to?
For sure. Belong, I believe, to the neighbor.
The neighbor.
Right. Right. So now the neighbor is allowed to cut down the branches at his own expense. At his own expense. He can't force the other. Right.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Okay. So I think that's what the Ramban says. So even though you're allowed to cut down the roots, because at that point, the roots are in your property. But the etzem tree is in his property. So this is the Ramban's chiddush. If you want to get nightmares, you can try to learn four simonim in Birkas Shmuel, that Baruch Barry has four simonim about this Ramban's question. About exactly why is it that the tree is not considered an ash and not considered a shor? In other words, it's traveling. But the roots, the Ramban says, the roots are considered noilad. It's a new thing. And therefore, says the Ramban, since the roots are not there when I planted it, everything I did was in my property. Whatever happens afterwards is considered a consequence of what I did in my property. It's like the smell, right? If a person makes a, the Gemara talks about it, one of the examples is a person makes a refis bakar. He makes a corral in his property, and the other guy has wine, a wine cellar in his property, and the smell ruins the wine. So you could say the same thing. You know, is that direct damage or not? But the point is that the roots are like something comes out afterwards. So therefore, it's like a smell. It's like indirect, and that's why Rabbi Yossi argues.
Why is it considered like a small fire? The fire is just moving very slow.
No, that's what he says. The fire.
Sometimes you plant a tree with roots in it already, and sometimes you plant the tree from a seed.
Right.
If you plant the tree from a seed, then the roots are no longer. You plant the tree from...
Even
from
so,
from
what
tree,
had roots,
it has roots.
It has roots. It's growing, but it's not the same thing. Here's the lashon. The lashon is... Now, by the way, just to remember, yeah.
Says in Malabar,
well, before,
any claim on the income that comes from the fruits of the other guy.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Some of the fruits belong to him. The fruits that are growing in his property.
But not on his property.
Why?
No, that has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with
it. Once your bread is
getting
over,
nursed,
you're
saying?
Already in my property.
Now, here, listen to the Ramban's Lashon. Vakati ikal medak vi azli sharoshin umazki lelabar. If the sharoshim do go, my taima, why is he potter l'shalim? Why is he potter? Hashoyroi, it's like his ox is going. His roots are his ox. Fahavale liftfuye bapayu, and he should just like buy a shore. You gotta lock the gate. So why are you allowed to let your sharoshim go? Loy kasha. The kivin de lav gufei de ilan kamazik. It's not the tree itself. El sharoshim with the maski of sharoshim memela kaasu potter.
So branches would be different than this.
I don't know. Why?
Is that also not
I guess I would say you don't guard.
Then he
roots.
Says, right?
I mean, that's what it is. You don't guard roots.
He didn't say it's not part of it. It's not what I put. It's not what I put in the property. That came later. That's what he said. The shore is what I put. I put the shore here, and now it went. I put the. Yeah.
Where it's
now. Then he asks the kasha. Let me just read it. What about Eish? Shuhu hoylechu mazik. So he says, not like that. He says, Ikra ashal heves hu shemazik. What I put here, is it walks. The Eish walks. So it's like a shah. Avahanach noilad hu. It's noilad, and therefore, it's not considered that. This is where Rabbi Yossi argues.
This is Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, this is Rabbi Yossi. Now, the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Now, the question is going to be, we're going to read now, a few minutes, we'll learn Mishnayis.
He says, you're stealing my land can't produce its own tree now because you're taking my nutrients. Is that different?
No, I don't. It doesn't sound like it.
It's a mazik. Your roots are
two words. I hear, I don't know.
Prove it.
So cut the roots. So cut the roots.
It's on your side, I give you permission.
Soil
test. So now, the question is like this. Right. So now we're going to learn, this is the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Okay, now, like I said, when you put it in this perspective, now you understand Rabbi Yossi makes a lot of sense. Because the issue here is nothing to do with am I being mazik you. This is not an issue, like we said, there's not an issue of mazik above a kamo, who's being mazik. The issue is, it's a question, like the way the Rabbi Aaron Cutler says it, it's a shailan hilchos shcheinim. Who has a tviya on who to move? That's the whole question. As a matter of fact, there's a big shiloh, which we'll get to in a few weeks. If you did not move, okay, you have a tefillah on me to move. Okay, I didn't move. And now it damaged. Let's say, according to the Chachamim. Let's say, I didn't move. I put the tree in the wrong place. You have a tefillah on me to move, and you could force me to move. But let's say I didn't move, and you didn't force me to move, and now it damaged. Do you have to pay or not? There's a big question in the Rishonim about that. Because even according to the Chachamim that you have to move. What's the point? The point is, since you have to move, so now you're considered a mazik? No. Maybe it's not a mazik, it's not a mazik. Because even the Chum agree to the Lomdus Loki said of Reb Chaim, that no, if I'm doing it in my property, it's not considered a mazik. It's not a shor. I have to move because I'm not allowing him to have a shimush there, so I'll tilch a shcheinim, he has a stronger taina than me. Because one of us has to move. These two usages do not... can't coincide. So therefore, someone has to move. So the psak is that we make the guy that's mazik, he has less of a right to it. Okay, but once he did it, it could be he doesn't have to pay. It's all a tviya on who should move. So in a sense, this whole sugya has nothing to do with damaging, really. It's a separate sugya of whose use is more, who has a stronger right to the shimush, which neighbor has a stronger right to the use. That's really the shaila.
It's interesting because if you can't, there's no monetary punishment on this. Yes. I mean, how are you going to force it? How would
Bezim will force it because they're gonna levy the money costs to and they'll force to cut down the tree.
The
balabort can go to Bezim and say this guy planted a tree. If we pass him like the chacham would come into the property and cut down the tree.
Yeah,
But you're asking, let's say he didn't go to Basin.
Let's say he happened. Didn't care. You know what? Okay, I'll take the risk. It's not going to happen. Oh my God. Now, 2 years later, the bar is leaking.
Was that Mechila?
Okay, maybe it was a Mechila. Okay. But even with, fine. But let's say in general, if he didn't notice or whatever, it wasn't a Mechila.
There's no bad. Basin wasn't able to enforce it.
It didn't happen. The bottom line is, did it have to pay? Does he have to pay for that type of damage? Also, let's say it happens right away. The tree is not a good example because you're right, it takes a long time. But some of these things happen right away. And before you got a chance to go to Beis Din, it caused damage. Do you have to pay? Maybe this whole sugya, we'll see, perhaps this whole sugya is only a shaila of who has a schus to tell whom to move.
Before the damage happens.
But it's not a question of actual damage. Pay. Let's see a few more examples in the Mishnayos, and then we'll get into a little. But remember that Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, so the Nizik has to move, except for a case of Giri delay, which is arrows. The Rambam explains what's the mashal of Giri delay. I'm standing in my property, and I'm shooting my arrows. Now the arrows go and knock off his damage him in some way in his property. So I'm in my property. I'm just shooting my property. I'm allowed to do whatever I want on my property. You're not allowed to tell me what to do on my own property.
Sure.
Of course not. You can't do that because what you're doing in your property is directly going into my property. That's very different. So Rabbi Yossi agrees in that type of case. Okay. Now let's look at a few more examples. The Gemara says the following on the next Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis. Okay, the Mishnah. Marchiken es hasulam min hashoivach arba amois. Kedei shloi tikpa tanemia. So you're not allowed to put a stairwell or a ladder in your property because if the neighbor has a bird cage, bird coop. Why? Because by you putting up a staircase, animals can now go up the staircase and they're going to jump in and eat the guy's birds. And you're not allowed to put a wall near someone else's gutter system. Because if you do, then he's not going to be able to go service his gutter. In order to service the gutter, you need to have a slant to put a ladder. Because how are you going to get up there? So you need to have 4 amas of ladder space in order to be able to service it. You need space in between. There's codes about this. You know, you're not supposed to put, you know, an air conditioning unit too close to the wall or whatever, because you need to be able to get in to service it. So now let's say I put a wall there and I'm not going to, so you're damaging the person. Now, the question is, this case of putting the ladder. Now, what's the case of the ladder? You're putting the ladder there. Now, because you put a
ladder... Against the fence?
Yeah, a built-in staircase. Yeah, like, you know...
Staircase.
Yeah, like in apartment buildings, they have outside, you know, the escape. So now, by you putting that there, the animal can go climb up the stairs and jump over into his bird cage. So what would you say in Rabbi Yossi in that case? Would Rabbi Yossi agree to this Mishnah?
No.
Or this only according to the Tanakhama?
No, he would say it's fine.
Pashtus, you're right. According to Rabbi Yossi, this is indirect. This is not Giri delay. I'm putting up a staircase. So the Gemara asks this question. Lema masnis in the Loker Biyosi. Okay, we'll get back to that later. Let's turn the page. Next Mishnah. Which is
the Loker Biyosi?
The Mishnah's not like Loker Biyosi.
I mean, according to Biyosi, there's no zone.
Well,
there's no setbacks.
The concept of setbacks and zoning doesn't exist.
We'll have to see when the Biyosi agree. But Kipshutai, he's saying Alan is a klarchik. So. Take care. You do whatever you want on your property. Your neighbor doesn't like it. Let him figure it out. So now. Right, exactly. You take it into your property. If there needs to be 6 tfachim between 2 boris, so then if he did his bore by the property line, you take the 6 in your property line.
That's how our zoning is built, in a sense. You know, they do everything based on as if you were the only property. And all the setbacks are based on your property.
You don't split the setback? The idea is not that you're supposed to have 25 feet between your window and his window, so that's why they designed it to have 12 and a half on each side?
I don't think
so. All right. So now, let's see the first mission in the parak. Okay, go to the next, which is the next page. Lo yachbar adam bor. Let's just read this next to Mishnayos. Do not dig a bar. Samuch leboyer shachaver, next to your neighbor's bar. V'loy siach, v'loy mara, certain types of caves. V'loy amas amayim, and not a small lake, river, whatever. V'loy nivrechas hakayiv, a place to do laundry. You shouldn't do all those things next to your neighbor's bar. You have to make sure that you leave three tfachim away from the end of the other person's bar. Because too close to his bar, you're going to create leaks or you're going to create damage in the other guy's bar. What? The kaisel of his bar itself is three tfachim. And then another three from that. So from the opening to the opening is six tfachim. Six tfachim is about what? Right, it's 24 inches about, yeah. 2 feet. So, yeah, it's very small. Oy sod besid. Marchiken es hazroim v'samachareisha v'esmei raglayim min hakoyis. Someone has a wall. You shouldn't put meraglayim over there, you shouldn't put zroim there, you shouldn't, because all those things damage the wall. Shlosha tfachim. Marchiken es arechaim. Same thing. Arechaim is a mill. You're gonna have a mill. The mill is gonna make a lot of vibrations, gonna damage the wall. So three examples. You're not allowed to build a bar next to another guy's bar. You're not allowed to put certain acidic materials like meraglayim into next to the other guy's kaisel. And you're not allowed to put a reichayim, a mill, next to his kaisel. All those things damage the kaisel. We're going to have to figure out now, what does Rabbi Yossi fit into this? He agrees to these mishnayos, he disagrees with these mishnayos.
Is this arrows or is this...
Exactly. Is this called giri or not giri? Meaning, if it is arrows, then Rabbi Yossi would agree. If not, not. Now, it would be very strange that we have a stam mishnah, the very first mishnah in the parak, which is deloik hilchasa, because we pass like Rabbi Yossi. But we have to figure it out.
And you see, Rabbi Yossi doesn't chime up here.
He doesn't chime up. So what's going on? Okay. Next mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis. Lo yamid adam tanor b'soich habayis. You cannot put an oven in your house. Elam kin yesh al gabav goyva arba amos, unless there's a 4 amma airspace between the end of your oven and the roof, because you're going to damage the roof, which is going to damage the upstairs guy's floor. All right, it's going to get heat. It's going to get warped. Who knows what's going to happen? You need to leave a certain amount of space. So you're not allowed to create heat underneath, if you have a neighbor up there, because that's gonna hurt his floor. And if you're the top guy, you can't put it unless you have tarchiyatacht of maziva. You need insulation. You need three tefachim of insulation, which is a foot. Ubikira tefach. If it's a kira, it's a type of oven, creates less heat. Tefach is enough. Vim hizik. Here it says beferish. Im hizik mashal masha hizik. We'll get back to that. B'shem ra'imer lo emu kol shir ma'ilu elishim hizik patim l'sham. We'll get back to that machlekes. Next in lo yiftach adam chanush shel nachtoim. You're not allowed to create a baker shop in your house. V'shel tzaboim, or you're not allowed to create a dye manufacturer, because the way they would do dyes is that they would cook. Right, the whole makar from mevashel in the Mishkan comes from making the dyes. So you're not allowed to make dyes downstairs. Tachas oitzer shel chaver. Upstairs, your friend has an oitzer. It's where he keeps grain. So he keeps grain up there. The heat of the oven or the heat of the manufacturer, the factory, is going to damage his oitzer. V'loy ref is bakar, and you're not allowed to create a cattle ranch, whatever, because the odor is going to affect the grain. That if he has a wine storage, so heat apparently was considered good, having a positive effect on wine. In the Gemara says it's only Israeli wine. Babylonian wine apparently does not do well with the heat, nor does it do well at all. It sounds like I never heard of Babylonian wine, but anyway. But what
they do beer?
They stick to beer. Okay. Apparently Israeli wine in those days, the Mishnah said the heat had a positive effect, so therefore you didn't care about the heat, but the odor of the refus bakar would damage the wine. Okay.
They're more concerned about commerce, and they're concerned about people not liking the odor.
No, it's going to ruin.
It's going to ruin the wine.
So they're concerned about the commerce. But how about the guy who lives there? And he didn't have wine. He just doesn't like the smell of.
The Ktzais discusses that question. Why do you have to come on to Yayin? What about if you live there? Right. Living there is not enough of a taina. Yeah. So I think we saw yesterday that the Ktzais says this whole thing is talking about it's not a residential area. If it's pre-residential, if it's residential, stamazoi, even the oven is a problem. You're raising my heat. It's uncomfortable. Right. I don't want it to be hot under there. You're creating all this heat.
It sounds like he has grain upstairs. He's got wine and dyes.
Yeah. So are we talking about a residential area? It's a commercial area. What's it zoned for? What? It seems like this is maybe commercial, although the bottom, the Gemara's Mavor, is talking about Dira, because that's the whole... Right. The Gemara's talking about that the bottom was his house. All right.
One quick question. When here the Gemara and Mishnah, they're saying, don't do this, don't do that, right? So what if somebody...
Well, we discussed that. And it's not so posh, you have to pay if you didn't.
What's the process?
You go to Bezin, you tell the guy to move. Now, Bezin shouldn't enforce the move. If Bezin does not enforce the move and the damage occurred, it's a big machlokes rishonim. What's the halacha? That's what we discussed before. One more Mishnah. Marchiken es hanaveilos es hakvaris es habur sakim neir. You shouldn't have dead animals lying around near a city. Chamishim ama, within 50 feet, because it smells. Ein oisin bursaki, a leather tannery. El mizrach, Rebbe Kiva imel charuach ois achud. Now, last three lines from the bottom, the last Mishnah. Marchiken es hamishra min hayerek. Mishra is where you would soak flax. So you shouldn't have your flax soaker within Machikin. It says you have to keep a distance between that and my vegetables. Why? Because somehow the effect of what? It's very acidic, I guess, it damages the secretion min habitzalim. Scallions should not be next to the onions because they take away the effect of this. Vesachardol min advarim, it's the famous thing of chardol. Chardol min advarim is that if someone has
mustard,
it's a honey mustard dressing.
Yeah. What happened? That basically someone raises bees in his property, and I want to grow mustard in my property. Now the problem is that the bees will come in, eat some of the mustard seed, which that's not necessarily a problem. But the problem is if they eat all this mustard seed, now their honey is going to be sour. So now the issue is not right. The issue is not.
I don't want you to be eating honey mustard now.
The issue is not so much that they're damaging the chardol plant because that's not considered significant damage. But the problem is
fertilizer.
Yeah, if anything, you need the bees. You need the bees. But the issue is that the bees now are getting damaged by my vegetables because I'm putting them too close to my property. I'm putting them too close. Now the bees are going to get damaged. And again, that's going to be considered. Now here it says befeirish. Rabbi Yossi. It's a damage to the bees, right,
totally,
and therefore, the guy with the honey, the guy with the mustard, has to move. Yeah. But Rabbi Yossi, again, what would Rabbi Yossi say to that?
No,
absolutely not. Rabbi Yossi mater b'chardol. Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to move because according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not giri. I'm not doing anything at all in your property. So all we have clear now is we saw a lot of examples: virus, vegetables, bees, all sorts of things that you could be damaging. And we saw clearly two cases that Rabbi Yossi is matir. And from there, we're going to have to extrapolate to everywhere else. Okay? Rabbi Yossi is matir in clearly two cases. One is the Elon, the roots, because the Ramban says, I planted a tree. What happens afterwards is not my problem. And the case of the bees, that the bees, fakir, are coming into the neighbor's property and they're getting damaged. Those are the two cases of Rabbi Yossi is matir. We have to figure out all the other cases. And then I'll take care of it. Now, one other thing we spoke out is, why is this sugya specific to neighbors? And we said, because over here, let me just finish. Over here, we just spoke out that the Achrayim are Masber, the Lomdus is, that the reason that this case is different than every other Mazik is because you're doing it primarily in your property. It's not a question of who's the Mazik, it's more a question of whose use takes precedence over the other person's use. When there's a conflict of use, which neighbor has a tviya to tell the other one, you move? And that's primarily the Mahogs. We'll get more into it next week. Okay.